Hi everyone, welcome back to the Getting Deeper with God podcast. Just want to take this time to wish everybody a happy and blessed new year. I hope your year has been going really well. I hope you started off the year in the right way, that you will continue to trust God with this year, that you would surrender everything to Him. And that really you would be intentional about, you know, maintaining the peace of God and maintaining the joy of the Lord and just, you know, not allowing your circumstances to dictate the state of your mind and the state of your heart, that it would be only the peace of God that is guarding your mind and your heart and not your circumstances. So yes, I just wanted to say Happy New Year. You know, I hope you're killing it. Hope you're keeping healthy, you're taking care of your mental health, taking care of your heart, spending less time on social media and more time in the Word of God, more time, you know, working on those God-given dreams, you know, working on your purpose, working on your relationships, bettering your relationships and bettering yourself, and also preparing for the return of Jesus Christ. I think that is very important, you know, that you spent this year preparing for the return of Jesus. So yes, I just wanted to say happy new year. I know I've been gone for quite some time, but yes, I'm back. I'm back. My schedule has been so hectic. I got a job and I just didn't find time anymore. So I got this job like it was such a sudden thing that I just didn't have time anymore. But I told myself that today I am going to record this podcast because God has given me this word since last year. I think around the 20 something of December, towards the end of the year, I've had this word in my heart and I've preached it twice already. So I wanted to come on here and share this word with you guys and you know, minister this word, and you know, hopefully, you know, it will touch your heart, hopefully it would minister to you, hopefully it would convict you, and hopefully it would create a desire in you to change, a desire in you to you know, do the will of God and to be in His will. So yes, thank you so much for supporting the podcast, for the amazing feedback. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, you know, I just pray that God receives the glory through this podcast more than anything. It's not about my own ego and you know, me feeling good that you guys are listening, but you know, I just pray that God receives the glory, that people's lives are being changed and transformed through this podcast. So yeah, so without talking too much, I think we can get straight into the word. So today I want to speak about fruitfulness. I want to speak about being fruitful. Like I said, this is a word that God gave me last year already, I think around the 28th, 29th, and I've already preached this word twice, and I wanted to preach it again on my podcast because, you know, God really placed it in my heart that it's very important that we are fruitful, that we don't forget to be fruitful among many things as children of God, as Christians, that fruitfulness should be mandatory. Fruitfulness should be a thing. Fruitfulness should be something that we are doing. It's not a suggestion. You know, it is something that should be seen. It is something that should be evident in a life of a Christian. Fruitfulness should be, if we say we are disciples of Jesus Christ, if we say we are children of God, then we have to be fruitful. Amen. And so I'm going to read from the book of John. So I'm going to read John 15 from verse 1, right? It says that, I am, please get your notepads, get the pen, you know, write down notes and all of that. So, okay, if you can, if you're in a position where you can, if you can't, that's still fine. So, okay, John 15 from verse 1, it says that I am the true grapevine. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, I am the true grapevine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more fruit. So disciples of Jesus Christ need to produce fruit. It is not a suggestion. It is not something that you decide, oh, well, it's not a choice. You don't choose, today I feel like being fruitful. This year I feel like being fruitful. Next year I'm not going to be fruitful because I'm going to be so busy. No. As disciples of Jesus Christ, it is mandatory for us to bear fruit. As children of God, it is mandatory for us to bear fruit. Your fruit needs to be evident. Your fruit needs to be seen. Your fruit needs to be apparent, because it is through your fruit that the world sees that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. It is through the fruit that is the evidence that we are connected to the vine. When you are fruitful, it shows that you are connected to the vine. When you are fruitful, it shows that you have a relationship with Jesus. When you are fruitful, it shows that, you know, you are abiding in Christ. When you are fruitful, it shows that you have fellowship with Jesus Christ. So you cannot have a relationship with God, a true and genuine relationship with God, and not be fruitful. You cannot say, you know what, I abide in Christ. You cannot say, I have fellowship with Jesus, but you are not fruitful. You cannot say that you are, you know, connected to the vine, that you are connected to Jesus, that you have a relationship with Jesus, but there is no evidence of your relationship with God. There is no evidence that you're a disciple of Jesus Christ. There is no evidence that you are led by the Holy Spirit. So the evidence that you are in the vine will be your fruit. Jesus even says that you will tell them by their fruit. The evidence that you have a relationship with God will be your fruit. So we have to be fruitful. There needs to be evidence that we have received salvation. There needs to be evidence that we walk in holiness, and we walk in righteousness, and that we walk in repentance. There needs to be evidence. It needs to be seen. So your evidence, that the fact that you were saved, we need to see that you were saved by the way that you live. So we need to be fruitful. Amen. And so now when we are fruitful, it glorifies God. You see, bearing fruit is not something that it's not pressure that your pastor is putting on you. Bearing fruit is not pressure that church leaders are putting on you. Fruitfulness is God's idea. It is God's design. God wants you to be fruitful. So a lot of us, we shy away from bearing fruit on some. Christians put a lot of pressure on us. Pastors put a lot of pressure. It's not your pastor. It is God. God wants you to be fruitful. God wants you to bear fruit. And it pleases him. Amen. When we bear fruit, it shows that the Spirit of God lives within us. When we bear fruit, it shows that we carry the nature of Jesus Christ. When we read in the Word and Jesus says that, if you believe in me, you will do the very same works that I did. And so you can't say, I believe in Jesus Christ, but you know what? Your life does not reflect his life. You don't walk the way he walked. Your heart looks nothing like him. The life that you lead, you live life like you're not accountable to God. You live life like you're not submitted under the word of God, under the law of God. Amen. And so if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you've truly received salvation, if you have the faith in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you will do the very same works that he did. There can't be such a huge gap between the life that you live and the life that Jesus Christ led. It needs to be similar. The ministry needs to be the same. When we have the Holy Spirit, the very same works that the Holy Spirit did in the life of Jesus Christ, where he was healing the sick, where he was preaching the gospel, where he was casting out demons, where he was loving. The Holy Spirit has come to do the very same thing in your life. So when you received the Holy Spirit, you received power to be able to do the very same works that Jesus Christ did. So you can't say, oh, well, I have the Holy Spirit, but what is he doing in your life? Are you healing the sick? Are you preaching the gospel? Are you loving people? Are you feeding the homeless? Are you taking care of widows? Are you taking care of orphans? Are you blessing those who are persecuting you? Are you walking in forgiveness? Are you walking in grace, the very same grace that was given to you? Are you extending that grace to others as well? What is your life saying about your Christianity? Because we can't continue mocking God. I can't keep saying I'm Christian, but when you look at my life, I live as though I'm not accountable to God. When you look at my life looks nothing like the commands of God. My life looks nothing like the word of God. My life looks nothing like the life of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we need to bear fruit. When we are fruitful, we show that we walk in the will of God. And fruitfulness, it is a lifestyle. You see, when you are connected to the vine, you begin to produce things of the vine. Now, Jesus is the vine. And when we are connected to him, we begin to produce him. We are basically producing Jesus. That is your fruit. You are producing Jesus, the life in Christ, the life of Christ. You are producing the manifestation of Christ. So what does this mean? You are producing love. You are producing kindness. You are healing people. You are casting out demons. You are preaching the gospel. You don't need a pulpit for you to preach the gospel. Every single believer has called to preach the gospel. Every single person who would call themselves a disciple of Jesus Christ, we have been called to preach. We have been called to go and make disciples, to make other disciples. We have been called, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation to bring people from the kingdom of darkness and reconcile them with their Father. We are the light and the salt. And now we need to ask ourselves, what does it mean that I am the light? Because we like reciting the scripture. I am the light and the salt of this world. But you are walking around with unforgiveness. You are walking around with grudges. You are not going to pray for someone that you have not forgiven. Because it means that if I haven't forgiven you, then I don't have compassion. And without compassion for the multitudes, I am not going to labor for those multitudes. I'm not going to pray for those multitudes. I'm not going to win those multitudes to Jesus because I lack compassion. Because I am busy walking in unforgiveness, holding grudges, making people pay for their mistakes. That is not of Christ. Amen. That is not of Christ. And so I ask again, what is your fruit? What are you producing in your life? Are you producing your trauma? Because we can't keep producing our trauma. We need to heal. I can't keep producing my trauma. My fruit cannot be a result of my trauma. The fact that I don't easily forgive because, you know, of my childhood trauma. That cannot be the case anymore. We need to heal, right? And we need to allow Jesus to take out the heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh, to give us his heart so that we are producing of him, so that we are producing the things of him, so that we are producing after him. That is the only way we are going to change the world. If we are fruitful from the vine that is of Jesus Christ. So disconnect yourself from the vine of your childhood trauma. Disconnect yourself from the vine of other people's expectations. Disconnect yourself from the vine of your past hurts and your past pain, because you'll be producing that. That is what you will be taking out. That is what you'll be depositing in other people instead of depositing Christ. Amen. Amen. And so I like the scripture. You know, Jesus says that I am the true grapevine and my Father is the gardener. And he says he cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit. I hope through the scripture we can see the seriousness of being fruitful. That we can see how serious God is about us being fruitful. That in scripture he says that if you're not producing any fruit, I am cutting you off. If you are producing fruit, I will prune you so that you can produce even more fruit. Now we see God's desire, the deep desire, God's obsession with us being fruitful. That even though you are fruitful, that's not enough. He says, I will prune you so that you can produce even more fruit. So we have been called to multiply in the nature of Jesus Christ. God wants us to be like Christ. God wants us to be perfect, just like his son. And so now, we like using this phrase, and I was part of that, part of the statistics that used to say, oh, well, no one is perfect. And I spoke to someone, and they were like, you know, where does it say in the Bible that you are not perfect? right? Because if you think about it, Jesus is coming back for a bride without blemishes. So Jesus is not coming back for people who are not perfect. Jesus is coming back for people who are perfected through his blood, through salvation, through the Holy Spirit. So if you're going to sit there in whatever your unfruitfulness, your barrenness, your complacency, and say, oh, well, I'm this way because no one is perfect. And then Jesus is going to ask you, but what did you do with the Holy Spirit? I gave you the Holy Spirit for such a time to sanctify you. I gave you the Holy Spirit for such a time to perfect you, to make you holy, so that when I come back, I find you ready. So that when I come back, I find you perfect. And this is how we prepare for the return of Jesus Christ. We allow ourselves to be sanctified, to be perfected by the Holy Spirit, so that when he comes back, when the groom comes back, he finds the bride ready. So if you are not producing fruit, if you're not fruitful, you're not ready. If you're still going around holding grudges, still going around refusing, literally refusing to extend grace, literally refusing to love your enemies, refusing to bless those who persecute you, refusing to love those who hate you, then you are not ready for the return of Jesus. And so, truly surrender yourself to the Holy Spirit and allow him to work in you. Stop fighting the works of sanctification. The Holy Spirit is not trying to hurt you. He's trying to sanctify you. So when he's saying forgive, forgive, because it is part of the process of sanctification. When he is telling you, love those who hate you, show grace. But the Holy Spirit, he did this to me. He's like, it's fine. Give him grace. He needs the gospel. She needs the gospel. The reason why he is acting like this, the reason why she's acting like this, it is because they need the gospel, and you are going to give them the gospel. You are in the right position. You are the perfect person to love them, even in their weakness. You are the perfect person to be patient with them, even when everyone else has given up on them. You are the one. Why? Because you have the Holy Spirit. Why? Because you know Jesus. Why? Because you know the word. Why? Because you received salvation. Why? It is your ministry to do that. It's what you've been called to do. Amen. Amen. And so I love the scripture. It says that he cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so that they can bear even more fruit. Right? And so it is God himself. You know, he says that my Father is the gardener. So God is watching your life. He is watching your life. God is assessing, right? God is watching. And he's like, okay, well, she's not producing fruit. He's not producing fruit. I'm cutting them off. But he's like, okay, she's producing fruit, but then it's not enough. I need them to produce even more fruit. That's why you go through the process of pruning. It's not because God hates you. It is because he wants you to produce even more fruit. He wants you to be more and more and more like Christ, to reflect Jesus more and more and more, to be a direct reflection of his Son. So that just as he is pleased with his Son, he can be pleased with you, because you are the same. You are the same person. Well, not necessarily the same person, but you are the same in his eyes. Amen? Amen. And so disciples are not complacent. They are fruitful. Where is your fruit? Where is your fruit? You say, I have a relationship with Jesus. You say, oh, well, I'm connected to the vine. Where is the evidence? How are you talking to people? Right? How do you speak to people? How do you handle conflict? How do you handle disappointment? How is your prayer? Where is your fruit? We need to be fruitful as disciples. This whole thing of being Christian, you know, calling ourselves Christian, but your life looks like nothing like the word of God. Your life looks nothing like the commands of God. Your life looks nothing like the nature of Jesus Christ. It ends now. Where is your fruit? Amen. Amen. And so now, how do we produce fruit? you may ask me, Pumi, how do I become fruitful? How do I produce fruits, right? And so we read here in John 15 verse 5, he says that, yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burnt. Amen. And so he says that, remain in me and I in you, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine. And you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. So sometimes it's not that you don't want to be fruitful. We're not speaking about the desire to want to be fruitful. Sometimes it's not that you don't want to be fruitful, but the issue is that you are not in Christ. You are not in Christ. And if you are not in Christ, Christ cannot be in you. And so because you are not in the vine, it messes with your fruit. It messes with your impact. It messes with your fruitfulness, because you have not remained in Christ. You have no fellowship with Jesus. And let me tell you, having fellowship with God, it is more than just going to church and participating in worship or praying. Having fellowship with God is actually being in the will of God, doing the will of God. You are in fellowship with your Father when you do what your Father says, when you walk according to His will, when you walk according to His word. When He says no, you obey. When He says yes, you obey. When He says go there, you obey. When He says leave there, you obey. You need to be in fellowship. You need to abide in Christ, and only then, when you abide in Christ, that is when you are going to see real fruit. That is when you're going to see fruit that is going to shake up the nation, fruit that is going to impact your family, fruit that is going to impact the people around you. That when you people encounter you, they don't leave the same, that you leave people better than how you found them, that you leave people better than how you found them. That wherever that you go, you create an atmosphere of peace. Wherever that you go, things need to happen. Things begin to happen. Wherever that you go, you literally light up the place. That is what we call fruitfulness, because it is exactly what Jesus did. Wherever that he went, people were delivered. People were healed. People's households were saved. People were being raised from the dead. Amen. And so fruitfulness, like I said, it's not just something that you do. It is a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle that is produced through your intimacy, through your relationship, through you abiding in Christ, and through your fellowship with Jesus Christ. That when people encounter you, they encounter heaven. When people encounter you, you know, they encounter light, a light that they've never encountered before, a light that they have never seen before. When people encounter you, they encounter the Spirit of God. They encounter the Spirit of God, the truth of God. They encounter truth and life, Spirit and life. They encounter light. They are changed, transformed. Because why? Because you are fruitful. Amen. So the issue and the reason why we are not fruitful, it is because we don't abide. What is to abide? To abide is to walk according to what God has told you about His will. It's not that God has been quiet about His will. The Bible says that God is light and in Him there is no darkness at all. What does that mean? It means that God has revealed Himself. God has shown Himself. You know the will of God. You know what He wants. He did not hide it. He has made it clear. But you choose to look the other way. You choose to walk the other direction. You choose to turn a blind eye. And it messes with your fruit. And what does the Bible say? If you're not fruitful, you will be gathered with all of those who are not fruitful, and you will be thrown into a lake of fire to be burnt. It is serious. Fruitfulness is serious. I'm not making this stuff up. It is in the Bible. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. So make it your goal that, Lord, I am going to abide in you. Lord, I am going to remain in you. Lord, I am going to keep your words. He says, keep my words in your heart. Because it is these words that prune us. It is these words that make us fruitful. When we keep them and we do them, we produce fruit. When I do the word of God, I produce fruit. Right? Because the Bible says that you've already been purified and pruned by the message I have given you. It is the word of God. It is the will of God. When I do the will of God, I show that I have abided. When I do the will of God, I show that I am connected to the vine. Therefore, I produce fruit. Why? Because I do his word. Why? Because I have kept his word in my heart and I do it. Therefore, it the word of God is not some complacent thing. The word of God, it does things. It delivers. The word of God is true and it is living. The word of God is alive. So when you do it, you are bound to see results. That it's not enough just to read the word and just to read the word. You'll be just filled with a lot of knowledge and you get a lot of people. They know a lot about the Bible. But when you look at their lives, they are complacent. Why? Because umuntu knows, but they are not doing it. And knowing is great. Yes, you need to know what God is saying, but it does not end there. In as much as I know, I do what I know. Then you are fruitful. Amen. 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 So let's read John 15 verse 8. John 15 verse 8 says that when you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples, and this brings glory to my Father. Now that is very self-explanatory. If you are producing fruit, then you show that you're a true disciple of Jesus Christ. If you say I am a disciple but you are not fruitful, then you are lying. You are not a disciple. Because Jesus says that, isn't it? Jesus is the big master, and he knows what qualifies a person to be his disciples. He knows what his true followers look like, what his true followers do. He has defined discipleship to us. I don't define discipleship for myself. It is the one that I am following who defines what makes me worthy, what makes me a true follower of him. And so one of the things that Jesus has told us about being his followers, about what being a true disciple is that if you are fruitful, right? And he doesn't even say if you produce fruit. If he says if you produce much fruit. He doesn't even say if you produce fruit. No. He says if you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. And then this brings glory to the Father. How do I live a life that glorifies God? I need to produce fruit. How do I live a life that brings glory to God? I need to produce much fruit. It's in the Bible. We try to complicate a lot. God, how do I glorify God? Receive the glory, receive the glory. Okay. You know, it's not just the words that you speak. I'm not worshiping and saying, Lord, receive the glory. But I'm not fruitful. Where is he getting the glory from? Because it's definitely not from the words that I speak. If I say, Lord, receive the glory, then my life, I need to be bearing more fruit because it is this much fruit that I am producing that is going to glorify God. Amen. So it's not about, you know, we get caught up and praying, God, receive all the glory. Lord, glorify. Let my life give you glory. Is your life fruitful? Are you producing much fruit? If you are producing much fruit, then he is receiving glory. You don't even have to tell him to be glorified because your life itself, he's already receiving the glory when you are producing much fruit. But if your life is not being fruitful, if you are producing of the world, producing of things that are not of God, it does not matter if you are telling God to receive all the glory. He is not receiving all the glory because you are not fruitful. You are not reflecting the nature of Christ. You are not producing Christ. You are not, you know, manifesting the nature, the being of Christ. Therefore, God is not being glorified. It does not matter if you cry and say, Lord, in my life be glorified. If your life is not producing much fruit, then he is not glorified at all. Amen. Yes, it's in the Bible, John 15, verse 8. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings glory to my Father. Amen? Yes. Yes. So we need to produce much fruit. It is a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. When God looks at you, he needs to see his son. When God looks at you, it needs to be evident that the work of the Holy Spirit is being done in you. It needs to be evident that you received the Holy Spirit and you received power when you received the Holy Spirit. There needs to be an evidence of your salvation. You need to live like you are someone who has faith in Jesus. And remember what I said, if you have faith in Jesus, if you believe in him, you will do the very same works that he did. This is what he said in his word, not me. So they need to show that you're a child of God. It needs to be evident, your fruit, you need to be impacting people. Sometimes not just by the things that you do, but because of your life, because you produce much fruit, you are a disciple. You know, you don't even have to do things sometimes just by being you, being in the room. People just knowing you, their lives are transformed. People just knowing you, their lives are changed. Wherever that you go, you're an agent of healing. You create an atmosphere of peace. You are really the light. You light up nations. You light up countries. You are the light in your community. The community is better because you are there. Why? Because you are carrying the fruit that comes from the seed of Jesus in you. That seed is the word of God. It is his word, the message of Jesus Christ. Keep his word in you. Remain in him. Remain in his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Jesus Christ is the living word of God. Amen. And I just want to read a last scripture. If I can just find it. He says that in John 15 verse 16. He says, "You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name." Sure, guys. This is a sermon. This scripture is a sermon on its own. He says, "I have appointed you." You have been appointed. You have been anointed, set apart to go and produce not just any fruit. It's not just any fruit. It is fruit that lasts. It is much fruit. It is multiplication. We are multiplying the nature of Christ. We are depositing the nature of Christ everywhere that we go. We are leaving Jesus. Everywhere that I go, I am leaving Jesus. Everywhere that I go, people see Jesus. I am a reflection of the living word. You see him in me. You see him through me. We have been appointed. He chose us to go and produce lasting fruit. Lasting fruit. Much fruit. So it's not just something that I start and then during the year I'm tired. I don't feel like being fruitful. Then 3 months later then I'm back. No. Lasting fruit. It is a nature. It is something about me. It is my spirit. It is who that I am. I produce lasting fruit. My life is who Jesus is. My life is a reflection of Jesus. My life screams the living word. My life shows everything about the word of God. You don't see anything in me but the word of God. You don't see anything in me but Jesus. You don't see anything in me but the work of the cross. So you have been appointed to go and produce lasting fruit. You have been appointed to go. There's a special anointing. We have the Holy Spirit, so we've already just been. The Holy Spirit will always anoint you. He will always give you the ability and the capability to do what God wants you to do. So if God appoints you to go and produce lasting fruit, best believe that the Holy Spirit will give you grace and he will give you power to do so. Amen. So we have no excuse not to be fruitful, really. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Word of God. We have the work of the cross. It is possible. God says my commands are not burdensome. But we make them burdensome because we are stubborn. It's because you listen to your feelings. You listen to the flesh. You just listen. You just feel like, I just feel like sometimes, you know, no. If you're going to listen to your feelings, you will live in direct rebellion to God for the rest of your life. It is not about your feelings. It is about what his word is saying. And your feelings are not the ones giving you the capability to do what the word of God has said. It is the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. He has appointed you. He has anointed you. You have the power to go. You have the capability. You can produce lasting fruit. You can do it because you have the Holy Spirit. Amen? And he says that, I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. You see, a lot of us, we skip the fruitful part. We say so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. And you're like, oh God, you know, you're not answering my prayers. Oh God, you know, why are my prayers not answered? Then he answered. Then he's like, where's my fruit? Where's your fruit? Akiva says, I've appointed you to produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you anything you ask for using my name. So it is your fruit. Through your fruit, you can ask from God. Then he will give it to you using the name of Jesus. We don't just use the name of Jesus and change it. Where is your fruit? God, you didn't answer this prayer. Where is your fruit? God, you didn't give me this thing. Where is your fruit? God, I've been praying and I've been asking. Where is your fruit? Amen. 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 And I just want to encourage everyone to present your bodies as a holy and living sacrifice unto God. Really give yourself unto God. Be one with him. Belong to God. Have fellowship with him. Abide in him so that you can literally move the way that he moves. So that you can be who he is. So that you can do what he is. Because you are in tune with God. You are one with God. You are in fellowship with God. You abide in him. You have remained in him. What is seen with the Father, it is seen with you. You speak, you know, you speak the mind of God. You speak the heart of God. God can trust you to speak his mind. God can trust you. God can use your mouth to speak his desires and his deepest secrets through you. Why? Because you guys are one. Because you are in fellowship. Then you will bear fruit. So don't try to say, let me be fruitful. Let me be fruitful. No. Work on your fellowship. Work on abiding. Work on remaining. Work on being connected to the vine. When you are connected to the vine, the fruit will flow. Amen. Amen. So yes, that was it for today's word. It was a bit long, but it had to be shared. So I just want to say, before I preached this word, it was first ministered to me. So I was just like, sure, that's what I had to evaluate. Like, where is my fruit? Like, am I a disciple? Like, you know, like I said, Jesus has already shown us. He has already defined what a disciple is. So it's not me defining what a disciple is. It is Jesus defining what a disciple is. And so it's like, sure, I need to be a disciple. I need to be a disciple. I need to be a disciple. What do disciples do? Disciples are fruitful. Disciples make other disciples. They preach the gospel and all of that. And it's just a long list. But today I just wanted to speak about the fruitfulness of a disciple, the fruitful aspect of a disciple. So yes, without making this thing very long, I just hope this word blessed you. I hope it ministered to you and all of that. I just quickly want to make... I just quickly want to do an altar call for everyone who wants to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I just quickly want to make an invitation for that person, that if you don't even know what it looks like to remain in Jesus, you don't even know what it looks like to have intimacy with Jesus, you don't know what it looks like to abide in Christ, to have fellowship with him, and you would genuinely like to have a relationship with Jesus so that you can be more fruitful, so that your life can give glory to God, if you are that person, I want to do a special invitation. A special invitation for you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And just know that it does not end with this prayer. You know, you need to now live according to the commandments of God. You need to live according to the word of God. You need to repent from your sin and actually live a life that is holy, a life that is righteous. So I really would encourage you to speak to someone that you know who is like spiritually strong, who can help you. Speak to someone, to your local pastor, everything, who can help you to grow in this journey, because you can't do it alone. And if you genuinely don't have anyone, please do speak to me. Send me a DM on my Twitter or my Instagram, and I'll be more than happy to help you grow in this decision that you have made. So yes, I'm just waiting for my for this prayer to load on my PC. If not, I'll just do this. Okay, it's not loading. I don't know why. Okay. Oh, there we go. Okay. So if you'd like to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, please do say this prayer after me. Dear God, I know that I am a sinner and I need a Savior. I want to turn away from my sinful life to the life you have planned for me. Please forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me of my past. Make me new. I know your Son, Jesus Christ, died for me, and I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. At this very moment, I accept, I confess, and I proclaim Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior to live in my heart from this day forward. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace that has saved me from my sins and has given me eternal life. Please send your Holy Spirit to guide me and to help me to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, 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 amen. If you said that prayer, congratulations. I'm so happy that you've decided to take the decision to accept Jesus Christ into your life and to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. I'm legit so excited for you, and heaven is rejoicing. God is so excited and he's so happy and he's just so excited for you. But like I said, it does not end with this prayer. Now you need to live your life according to the will of God, according to his word. You need to repent from your old life, because now you've become a new person. You've become a child of God. You've become born again, and now you need to live as a child of God. You need to submit under God and to live the way that he wants you to live, and to live the way that he wills you to live. And so, like I said, you can't do this by yourself. You need help. So if you know someone who's like spiritually strong, you know, just text them or call them and be like, you know what, I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, can you help me to grow? Or contact your local pastor or leader. And if you literally don't have anyone, like I said, however way that you knew about this podcast, whether it is through my Twitter or through my Instagram, just send me a DM like, hey, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, can you please help me to grow in this decision and in my relationship with God? And I'd be more than happy to help you. But yes, I am so excited that you've said this prayer and your life is never going to be the same again. So yes, I'm freaking out because this podcast is so long, but thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this word ministered to you. I hope it blessed you. And yes, we're going to be fruitful for Jesus. We are going to produce lasting fruit. Why? Because we've been called for this. We've been appointed for this. We have been chosen for this. And therefore, we're going to produce much fruit because it glorifies God, and more than anything, it shows that we are true disciples of Jesus Christ. So thank you guys for tuning in. I think this is episode 9. Yes, and I will see you guys in my next episode. Bye.